Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions and Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to take a look at this year's National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. I've got with me Mark Oppold. And Mark, it's great to talk to you.
Chuck, always great to talk to you. It seems like you and Cindy, we get to see once a year. Well, a lot more than that, but for sure every November. You bet. Great to talk to you as well.
Well, I know since you're going to be the next presidente of the organization, this is, as they like to say, your convention. It's our rich heritage. That's the theme, a bridge to the future. Why don't we start there? Tell us a little bit about this theme you've got this year and what that means for the organization and for its members.
Very good. I'd be glad to, Chuck. It's as you know, but the listeners might not. I would just maybe retrace a little bit in our organization. There, it's basically in the national office. Once you become a national officer, it's a 3-year track that you commit to, and as the national vice president, the general function of the vice president is to keep track of membership primarily and students and that sort of thing. But I am the president-elect, as you say, taking over as president in 2013. But one of the main functions and the duties of the president-elect, along with assisting the president, is planning the annual convention. And it's been a pleasure for me to do that. And I would also add a great staff. As any association, be it commodity organization, a farm organization, knows that when you're trying to put together a convention, it's that national staff that is really working behind the scenes, literally from the end of the previous convention to this one. I've been in broadcasting. I'm going to age myself a little bit here, over 35 years as a member of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. And it's been a goal, if you will, something that I've looked at in those early years. That, you know, yeah, someday, that when the time is right, that I'd like to be part of the leadership and lend what I could to the future of the organization. It's been so good to me for over 35 years, and mostly in radio, but now as you introduced me as a member of RFD TV and Rural TV. But so I wanted to pull that heritage that I've enjoyed and a lot of the people that I've worked with throughout the years, worked side by side with some great, great people. And if I could just name a couple of those that your listeners may be familiar with, Jack Crowner from Louisville, Kentucky, worked side by side with Jack for several years. And he had just come off his presidency, and so a great, great mentor. I worked with Ken Root after he was a president, and again, a great journalist. I've had a chance to work with Mike Adams from AgriTalk, and working side by side doing markets while he was a host of the AgriTalk show, and another former president. And then with the RFD TV and a close association with Orion Samuelson, and a Hall of Famer, Radio Hall of Famer, and of course our Hall of Fame as well in the association. And of course not an officer, but a long, long history of Max Armstrong. So getting back to your question, roundabout long answer, Chuck, but I wanted to kind of connect that past with a lot of new members that we have in all three of the councils: the Allied Industry Council, the Broadcast Council, and the Sales and Management Councils. We have a rich history, and I think we need to pull from that history as you go forward. It really is, I think, a bridge as you move forward. Technology changing and things we're all doing is so much different than we did 30 years ago, obviously, with a cassette tape and a recorder. But even so, a lot of that heritage that is so rich in our association, I wanted to bring that forward in planning the convention this year.
Well, there are a lot of things on this agenda. It's a packed 3 days of activities. With the membership in, like you described, new, and there's some of us old folks too, of course, that can always stand to learn some new things. It's a real combination of an opportunity to get information you can use in your own programming, for example. But as I am looking at the program, you're even continuing to add more professional improvement opportunities as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we can start there. Just the professional improvement has always been paramount to me. You already said it well, Chuck. You can never stop learning, and I hope none of us ever do, because it is changing around us. But there's three different kind of a breakout sessions as far as professional improvement two specifically, and you know, you're talking to me, and I know you and Cindy give a lot of presentations around the country and do a lot of speech work, and I just think for all the MC work that we're asked to do, and we have so many dedicated listeners or viewers or people that read our articles and blogs or whatever it might be, that if we could have some help in, you know, putting together a good speech, whether if you're asked to give a 20-minute speech, a 15 or 20-minute speech, or if you're asked to give a 40, 45-minute speech, you know, how do you keep those on a pace? And when you're doing, you know, writing in the first place. So we do have, I mentioned these people, in fact, Mike Adams, Ken Root, and not purposely, but as it turns out, Ken Root, Mike Adams, and Max Armstrong are going to lead a professional improvement session for all members, be in any council, if you're giving a presentation, writing a presentation, emceeing, just MC work, some pointers that have been helpful to them. Another one is I've got a gentleman named Dewey Strickler. He comes out of the Nashville, Tennessee area. He's going to give us a breakout in kind of the changing markets, how markets have changed, market reporting. You know, a lot of these broadcasters, as I've found out through the years, one of the major changes, they want to be where the news is being made, and a lot of these guys and gals are one-man shops, and they just can't be everywhere. So for them to be at a field day or at a test plot or a convention of whatever it might be, a farm organization, or in D.C. with their representatives, somebody back home needs to do the markets. And a lot of those people rely on a source in town, a brokerage firm, and they don't do markets anymore. And when they do, they're kind of out of practice. So I've got Dewey coming in to talk about a good market report, what goes into it, some of the background factors that relates to, you know, what's moving the market and how the markets have changed, how farmers or ranchers are using these markets different than ever before as well. So I think it'll provide some great input for these broadcasters to kind of think about the grain and livestock markets that change every hour by minute, but how to report that and what, you know, what might be behind the scenes they might be missing that their audience really might need.
Well, I'm just going to guess that we're going to have a full room of exhibits for the annual Trade Talk session. That's where, you know, farm broadcasters get the opportunity to test how long their vocal cords can last in a day doing interviews, right?
Yeah, that has morphed into an idea to try to put broadcasters together. I think we're heading on 20 or 25 years, Chuck. I don't know the answer to that, but anyway, it started out very innocently. Let's get some few of these major agribusiness firms that in one place, and let's kind of go around table and interview them and give the broadcasters some good information. Well, it's now morphed into this. They take the Crown Center Hotel. If your listeners have ever been there, that they basically open the entire walls of that thing from front to back, side to side, and it's jam packed. And they even come out into the hallways with booths. Major farm organizations, you might imagine, you know, the farm bureaus and the pork producers and the beef producers, the corn growers, soybean growers, a lot of USDA people that are there. But agribusinesses, you mentioned Monsanto opening the show, all the seed companies and chemical companies, machinery companies, Board of Trade is there, USDA and their farm, rural development, and other reporting services. All there in about from seven or so a.m. To noon or 1 o'clock. It's, as you say, it's just booth to booth, and you just take your recorder, and man, I can't imagine how many hours of not tape, but of audio files that these broadcasters go home with. And you know, the nice thing is our convention's always in early November, and you know, the harvest is over. You know, the news as we get to the end of the year, and you got the Thanksgiving holiday, Christmas holiday, New Year's, and you know, news is a little thinner then. Boy, they have, it's a great opportunity the next 60 days when they leave to run these evergreen interviews with all these companies.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the way it has worked out well. Maybe we can just get in a comment about the fact that from a timing standpoint, it's, I think, very interesting that we'll be gathering there. A lot of people coming in on Tuesday, not everybody, of course, but there's some kind of an election going on, I think I heard.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be some talking points on policy and stuff, I'm betting.
Absolutely. You know, that is very interesting to be planning this thing, as you say. Maybe if people hear this, the election may be determined by now. You know, that being said, it leads me to kind of pinpoint what I think is a real highlight, and it's not an original idea, but I'm really glad that I can we've been able to put this together as we have. The very first day, basically on Wednesday, we have a collection of former secretaries of agriculture, and it's just simply called that, Former Secretaries Agriculture Forum. We invited all of the former secretaries, and it's surprisingly that they stay busy, and some are traveling abroad. But we have, I think, four. Bob Berglund is pretty well committed. These are all on paper committed to be there. Clayton Yeider is committed to be there. John Block is going to be there, and I believe one or two more. I don't want to commit them, but Mr. Schaefer and Mr. Glickman, perhaps Dan Glickman, may try to make an appearance as well. But just let them talk about, again, go back to the theme, the heritage of when they were in office, the issues they faced, and how they overcame those and working in bipartisan manner. And, of course, we've got this farm bill that we hope that we can get that sooner than later. So those kind of things, as each one of them bring to the table their expertise and their history, I think it'll be a very interesting 2 hours.
Well, looking forward to it. Cindy and I will be there, getting in just about time for that election watch to get kicked off, I believe. So, you know, there's a lot more we could talk about it, but it's stuff we'll be talking about over the next few days. So maybe we'll just kind of leave it there with a good preview. Mark, looking forward to the convention and seeing the changing of the gavel this week.
Thank you very much, Chuck. I appreciate you and Cindy have been longtime friends and members of the association. And boy, I tell you what, people can see in detail by your work some of the things that happen. You guys are busy. I don't know. You're kind of like the photographer at a wedding. You know, you're there before everybody gets there, and you're the last ones to leave with the cleanup crew, getting everything captured video wise. So we do thank you personally for all your people listening here, that you and Cindy are very important people, and you know, for your listeners, you folks, that Chuck and Cindy represent just a great group of people. You multiply that times 600 or so that'll be there. In agriculture, the economy is strong in agriculture. We've got a lot to be proud of, some young members coming in, student members from different universities, and hopefully we're in good hands as we move forward. But Chuck and Cindy, thank you for all the work that you do.
I appreciate that, Mark, very much. Well, looking forward to seeing you, Mark, and then all you mentioned, the 600-plus good friends that we will all get together again, kind of for almost like a family reunion for a lot of people. So that's in Kansas City coming up, and that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.